Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Secret. May I please have the email address on the account?
Silver Connection 70.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Bertha Hayes.
Okay. And can you verify the shipping address for me?
Okay. Shipping address was 320 Lehigh, L-E-H-I-G-H, Pontiac, Michigan, 48340. But I just found out that the reason why I have not been receiving any of my Omex 3 every 2 months is because the post office said they delivered it and it was never picked up, so they sent it back, so they canceled my subscription. I just called, and I don't know if there's any way you could tell the person that was just previously in my file to talk to them about it, and they could not accommodate me with the every 2 months at $48 because she said they didn't offer that promotion anymore. So she said rather than to try to help me, they said that they could give me the two boxes for $67, and I said no. The woman then suggested that I call Amazon and check with them that it could be cheaper, which really kind of ticked me off. So I was just calling back because I wanted to see if I could talk to a manager, and I don't know if it would be the same one or not, to let her know what I just went through. But I don't know if you can help me or not. But I've been having this stuff come to me for over 2 years.
Oh, excuse me, ma'am. Okay, well, there is another address on this account.
Post office box. Yeah, she just changed that because I told her if that's what's happening, then have them to go send it to the post office. And I asked her if she shipped there, and she said yes. So therefore, it should not be. It shouldn't have been any reason why that happened anyway. I mean, after over 2 years of me getting this stuff, that's all of a sudden USPS is going to say it was undelivered, deliverable. I don't get it.
Okay.
I never received anything, and this was back in August. I never received anything from them indicating any such thing. I'm just thinking that it's late.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I see that you had our subscribe and save of the Ultra Pure, but I do see that you were refunded the $48 and this account was canceled.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to figure out, why I got it back. And I guess the message you had in there basically is that it was undeliverable.
Okay, so you're saying that you just received another shipment?
No, I haven't received anything. This is why I'm calling. Okay, I take this medicine as a result of me having a car accident 9 years ago that my insurance reimburses me for. Okay, I take that for my joints because my legs got all busted up. And then, like I said, I have been getting it for I don't know how many years, but anyway, August, she said it was the last time we tried to deliver, and then it was returned, and then and now that I'm looking, I can go back and find that $48 refund, because I think when I probably looked at it, I thought that they took the $48, okay, and I just didn't get the product. And so when I called today, she said, no, it was canceled. And I said, well, I never canceled it. And then she told me about the post office, and I said that was an indirect hit on me because I never did get anything from them saying anything was returned or nothing. So, yeah, the $48 is probably in there, but it's not that. I'm just trying to, you know, reach back out to them and just see why, you know, it was canceled.
Okay. Excuse me. Well, it shows that the shipment was returned.
That's what I'm trying to say. Who returned it?
Okay.
The post office did.
Correct. It says it was due to being unclaimed.
That's what I'm saying. How is something that's being shipped to me that goes in my post office box or my mailbox? I'm thinking it's in my mailbox. It's in my mailbox in front of me. All they had to do is pull up to my mailbox and put it in there. So how is it unclean? That's what I'm trying to understand. Now, I can go back to the post office, but you think they're going to remember anything back from August? I don't know what the hell they're doing over there, but I know every Christmas I send off cards, and half of them never get there. I send them off before Christmas, and then come February, last part of January, February, I'm getting a sticker on there talking about no forwarding address.
Can you just
still can't come to me.
Just give me one moment, ma'am.
No problem.
Just kick me to the curb.
Oh, I better not bother them today if they process a payroll check.
I'm still here, ma'am. Just give me one moment.
No problem. Take care. It says the employee self-service system is current. It says it's currently down as your payroll department is currently processing payroll checks. Check back again later. Payroll processing usually occurs 3 to 5 days prior to your pay period. So this is like, what, 4 or 5 days?
Again, too.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I was tracking the order, and it looks like that on August 13th, the package was available for pickup, but you never claimed
it. That's what I'm saying.
And they left you a note saying, come pick the order up, but you never came.
Okay. Now that you mentioned that, it was something there. Why I never claimed it, because I wasn't there to claim it. That was the August the 13th when they did that. I'm in Atlanta for my grandson's birthday, okay? So that's what that was. So by the time I came back and got stuff, it was like, what did she say? She said it was sent back. So I had no idea what it was that was sent back. So now I understand. You know, it makes sense.
Yes, ma'am.
So that's it then, per se, huh?
Yes, ma'am. And is there anything else I can help you with?
Nope, just have a great day. Take care.
You too, and thank you for calling OMEX Health.
Bye.
Bye-bye.